The opinions expressed by the final whistle are individual and are not necessarily re representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot, Kansas City! Is this the tiger?
Welcome to the final whistle. I'm Ryan Frelick, along with
Dante Medica.
Christopher Schwab.
And Matteo Kloss.
Today we're going to keep a similar structure to last week and go with the NFL first. And if you tuned into the last episode, you know that there was a little friendly wager going on in the podcast. So I'll let the two gentlemen that were a part of that jump into it.
Steelers suck. They're terrible. They got lucky.
Dante, I want to imagine something, okay? Russell Wilson with the ball. Whips it down the field. Mike Williams, your team sucks, bro. You let Mike Williams get a touchdown on you to win the game, bro.
Is that
And
the
you guys are
same
going, oh, run
is that
back
the
to tape.
same is that the same Mike Williams that you were saying is like gonna make the Steelers so much better that you're now saying it's bad that they let someone as bad as Mike Williams score?
Yeah, because I wanted to say that, bro. Because I want to make the Steelers look good. But anyway. You let Mike Williams get that touchdown. And that whole game, George Pickens, bro. Oh my God. I love the way he played, bro. Hell, he tackled that guy down. I was after an interception, though. And he did that nice stiff arm. Woo! I got my blood going, baby. What do you think, Dante?
So by that logic, you guys let Jeremy McNichols score a touchdown on you. So what does that say about your team? Who's Jeremy McNichols? You tell me.
He's a bum, but you got
Exactly.
one of your receivers, bro. I forget his name, but he had butter hands. He was in the touchdown. He was about to get a touchdown, but he dropped it, bro. He was wide open, too.
In the end. Okay, jokes aside, Steelers won fair and square. It's a fair game. Jaden Daniels finally looked like a rookie, if we're gonna be honest. He didn't look that great.
Yeah, he stunk.
Russell Wilson looked good. He still looks good. He did throw a pick. We won't forget that. But no, he did still look good. Mike Williams, yes, it was a nice catch, nice play. It was what his only play of the game. I think he finished with like 30 yards.
But it was the most important play of the game, though.
It was important. It was.
I
And
mean,
we
most
what?
important play of the game was the offsides defense that ended the game.
Yeah, well, we also important play of the game was I really did think Zach Ertz got the full 9 yards on fourth down. Then they reviewed it and he did not get the full 9 yards. Which was it was a fair spot. Like I can't really argue it. But yeah, it was unfortunate. In the end, the Steelers won. I'm not trying to make excuses. Mateo will say I'm making excuses. We were without our top running back. We were without
Oh,
our new
bro, here we
acquisition,
go,
Marshawn
here.
Lattimore. We were.
Oh,
We
my
were.
God,
We're, we
here we
still have Jonathan
go.
Allen out. Like, yeah, we do have injuries,
Oh,
It
brother.
is true. Like, I'm sorry. You could say it's an excuse, but it's true. Is it not true? Tell me, Mateo. Is it false? Is what I said false?
It is false, bro. Because
Okay, so
you said that Eckler is playing
no.
well
We'll
last
play that
season,
game
bro.
again. We play that game again. No Najee Harris. How do you think that game's gonna go?
What do you mean, no Najee Harris?
I'm saying take Najee Harris off of the
Najee
steal.
played terrible that game, bro. It
But it
was
doesn't
worth
matter.
taking most of the snaps.
It's still their top running back. He finished with 53 yards. What do you mean he played terrible? That's not bad. 53 rushing yards is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, I think he got injured near the end, though.
Yeah, but in the end, that's what I'm saying. So if we have B Rob in that game, we have Brian Robinson in that game, I do think that's a different game. Austin Eckler's been playing well, but having that 1-2 punch of a guy that can receive and B Rob, a guy that can just truck through your defense is a big difference. But in the end, I'm just stating like the fact, but the fact in the end is we lost and you guys were the better team.
Yeah, well, fair enough, but
That is
yeah.
the fact. You won $10 for a reason, right? The Steelers were a better team that week. They beat us. And now we look forward to we have an even bigger game on Thursday against the Eagles. It's pretty much the game for the division right now. And it's in Philly. It's going to be a real tough game. We're the underdogs, but I'm optimistic. Brian Robinson's back. I don't know if Lattimore is playing. I don't think he is, but it's going to be a tough game. But we spent a lot of time on this. We'll go to the Dolphins, who finally decided they want to actually win a game. So,
Hey, for the first time in the history of the podcast, I'm happy while we're talking about football. It was a unfortunate game of hot potato for a little bit where they threw a pick, we fumbled the ball, they fumbled the ball, we threw a pick, they threw a pick. And then, when it all mattered most, Mr. Wrist Injury Due to Being Arrested, Tyreek Hill caught the ball in the end zone, and it's his first touchdown since that game. He was arrested back in week one, but it was a great one because we beat the Rams, finally beat a team we should beat. And hey, if you listen to Tyreek, don't count us out now. We're only 3-6. It's possible. We're 2 games out of a playoff spot right now because the AFC's terrible. We can
It
make it
is
happen.
true. They do have a chance. Let's be honest. Tyreek Hill still finished with 16 yards, which is
Hey,
absurd.
hey. He got in for six. He got in for six.
He did. And you're
And Jalen
happy.
Waddle
I'm
went
on.
off.
Yeah, you're happy. I'm obviously not happy. Mateo's happy. And Chris is just happy that the Packers didn't lose because they couldn't, because they were on a bye.
Yeah, Jordan Love didn't throw a pick this week, guys. I love it so much. But let's be honest. They're gonna win their next game, the Packers. They play the Bears. I'm not afraid of the Bears.
The
They haven't,
Bears.
the Bears,
You shouldn't be afraid, bro.
they haven't scored a touchdown in 2 games. They scored 3 points against the Patriots.
But they have
And
Caleb Williams.
Caleb is gonna do the Packers in.
Caleb Williams, I actually do have high hopes and potential for him, but not against my Packers. If Jair plays, it's game over. Because there's no way Caleb Williams is throwing the ball more than 20 yards down the field, which is why I think DJ Moore is so frustrated on the Bears. This guy is getting no targets because he can't catch the ball because Caleb Williams can't throw the ball to him.
Does
Oh.
Jair know what a football field looks like still?
I don't know. This guy hasn't played in forever at this point. I remember his last healthy season. It was 2022 when the Packers went 8-9. This guy was huge. This guy got like six picks that season, but now this season he's not playing for whatever reason. I don't even know his injury status. It's just 1 game he plays. The next game, it's I have a groin injury, guys. I'll see you in 6 weeks. You can't have that with one with your leader at the corner. I don't want to see Keyshawn Nixon at corner anymore. He sucks at corner. This guy's a great returner, but he can't play corner for the life of him.
Josh
And
Jacobs is hurt right now too.
yeah, but he's gonna play. That's not a big deal at
Are you sure
all.
he's gonna play though?
Yeah, he's gonna play. He always plays. I'm actually excited to see Marshawn Lloyd come off of IR this week because he's a guy who I really looked forward to when they drafted. And yeah, that's my Packers take. They're not losing to the Bears. Jordan Love is undefeated against the Bears. I do expect a pick from him because, well, yeah, every single week gets a pick at least one, right? And in terms of the standings, this game is pretty much a make or break for the Packers' run at the number one seed. They need to win this game because the Vikings, I think Sam Darnold's progressing back to Sam Darnold-ness.
Yeah.
They scored, even score a touchdown against the Jaguars. That's embarrassing. And the Lions, they somehow threw five picks and won the game. So I think the division is going to go to the Lions, but this game against the Bears will decide if it's going to be the Vikings or Packers in that second seed.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
no.
agree.
I definitely agree with that. I think the Lions have been great. Jared Goff threw more picks in that game than he did all season. But one thing I did forget to say, and I should have said last week as well, I was just so frustrated with football. The guy I've said looked great all year, even though he hadn't had the numbers, Chop Robinson. Now he's tied for our sack lead on the team. And I can say very, very proudly, Matt Stafford, you have just been chopped. And yeah,
So how confident are you in your Dolphins this year, Mr. Frelick?
we're winning the Super Bowl. It's happening.
Okay,
It's
okay, okay.
happening. So,
There we go.
Delusional Dolphins fan.
American Thanksgiving, 8:20 p.m. Packers play the Dolphins.
Yep.
You really think you're going to beat the Packers that week?
100%. That game is not even
That's
that is not even
insane.
close to the game I'm most worried about. No, I don't think we're making the Super Bowl. I probably think we end up one game out of the playoffs just from how bad our start was. I think we beat the Packers quite easily. I'm hoping we lost three corners last game that got hurt. So I'm hoping we sign our legend, greatest corner in franchise history, Xavien Howard, back, and he can come back and play while we have some injuries. He did have a tryout with Cincinnati, though, so he might be gone there. Who knows? But yeah, with Tua back, as long as Tua's healthy, and we've proven we can win with Tyreek being useless minus a touchdown. So
I
I'm not
mean,
worried about that. I'm more
Tyreek
worried.
might not even play. Odell Beckham Jr. injured his own teammate on a celebration.
Yeah, but Tyreek, it's fine. But I'm more worried about playing Houston, to be completely honest, because I feel like against the Packers, it'll be a low-scoring game. And we've found our ways to squeak out of those. Our defense has been really good this year, except for when our offense has been good. But
Which isn't very often.
yeah, exactly. So our offense can't really keep up with those high-scoring games. So I'm more worried about like the Texans, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a tough game. I first of all, how did Xavien Howard's name get brought up in back-to-back weeks of this podcast? But anyways,
I love him so much.
but
I miss you so much, sir.
I think we should all look for so me and Chris already kind of talked about it. Chris said next week he feels the Packers should have their way with the Bears. I feel that Washington, if I had to make a choice, if I had to predict it, I do think Washington. I think they will squeak it out against the Eagles, but I do think that's a really close game. Now, I want to know about the Dolphins and actually, don't even go to the Steelers. They're going to get slapped by the Ravens, but
No, no
we'll
way,
start.
bro.
Agreed.
No way, bro.
I mean,
Agreed.
I
No
will.
way,
I
okay,
will have.
look,
No,
look.
I have
Remember, we won
Steelers.
with Kenny Pickett last year. We won with Kenny Pickett last year.
Yeah, but they
We're
didn't
gonna
have
win,
Derrick
bro. They didn't have
Henry.
Derrick
Derrick
Henry.
No, I have to stick up for
Derrick
Mateo
Henry,
here.
my touche, bro.
I have to stick up for Mateo here. Lamar Jackson is atrocious against the Steelers. Lamar Jackson has won one of, I think, eight starts against the Steelers. He is not good against Pittsburgh, and it's just one that is the nastiest rivalry in football. It is the nastiest game that there is, and the Steelers are more built for that than the Ravens are. The only thing is, without Alex Highsmith, it is going to be so tough for that Steelers defense to contain Lamar. Like, it's going to be so tough.
Yeah, that's the only thing,
This will
though,
be the
that.
one chance, I think the Ravens squeak it out just because of the injuries, but it'll be close because Lamar is not good against the Steelers.
Yeah, I think their offense, though, I was really impressed last week with their offense. So, I don't know. Pickens looked really good. They looked like there was a lot more chemistry. Russell looked more confident. So, we'll see. But
To be
I think the
fair,
Steelers are going to win. I have confidence.
that
Steelers win.
Commanders defense isn't great.
It isn't. It
But
isn't,
they're
especially without
somehow getting
Jonathan
it
Allen.
together. They're somehow getting it together, though. They've been winning games even with all those injuries.
They have the crazy thing is with the Ravens is they're number one in the league for preventing rushing yards, but they're last in the league for preventing passing yards. Their pass defense is terrible, but their rush defense is amazing.
Pickens gonna eat, bro. Pickens gonna eat, bro.
If
Pickens probably will eat.
Jamar Chase almost got 300 yards against that Ravens defense.
Actually, on the topic of football and everything, fantasy football, I went up against Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, dropped 80 points on my
Your
forehead, and I lost.
week was over on Thursday.
Oh, it was over on Thursday. It
Yeah.
was long gone.
Speaking of fantasy football, how do we think DeAndre Hopkins is going to do Chiefs and Bills this week?
I don't think this is going to be his week. Honestly, I think this is going to be a closer scoring game, but I do think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a beast the rest of fantasy along the way.
I agree.
I just
I
know
disagree, bro.
whenever it's
I
the Chiefs
disagree.
and Bills, it's just like some random players you've never heard of are going to go off for like four touchdowns.
Yeah. Why do you disagree, Mateo?
Because he's washed, bro. He's not. Who
How
cares
is
if
he
you have Will
washed?
Levis
How
at
is he
quarterback? He's
washed?
washed, bro.
In two games with the Chiefs, he has two touchdowns.
Okay, it was one game. You guys keep bringing up this one game, bro, that he played
He's only
well.
played two ge He's only played
He's
two
played
games
two
at
games. What do you
Mahomes.
want
I
us to bring
know.
up?
The
So
chemistry
how
is
come you don't
still
bring
gone
up the
there.
other game? Are you stunk?
It's not
He
even the other
didn't
game. He didn't even
even stink.
stink. He had like
Yes, he
nine
did,
fantasy
bro.
points.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's not a bad game. It's not a
That's
good
bad.
game, but it's not a
So,
bad
but is
game.
he? Do you consider him wide receiver one?
On the Chiefs?
He's on
Wide
Chiefs.
receiver
Yeah.
two flex option in fantasy, but wide receiver
No.
one on the Chiefs? Absolutely.
Okay, so I don't think that's good for a wide receiver one on a team like the Chiefs.
Mateo, you
How was
like the
Devontae Adams last
Steelers?
week?
Davante Adams has had better weeks before,
No,
and
he
he's
hasn't.
getting yes he
So
has
has D
yes
Hop.
He's
he
been
has
injured half
he
the season.
has
All right,
no
we do have to
we got
switch over to hockey here, but
we could talk
before we
about this
do,
later.
since I didn't have my chance, it isn't a big game this week, but I think the Dolphins blow out the Raiders. But now I
They
think we
should.
should, yeah,
They definitely should.
transitioning into hockey here. I know Mateo said he wanted to talk about this earlier, but how about them Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets, man. 15-1 and 0. No, Leafs were the only team that beat them, which is actually very surprising. Throughout their whole roster, they've just been good at what?
Why am I
Dante,
catching
Dante's
strays face.
here? Why is that
Because, bro, out of all
surprising?
the teams, the Leafs, but it'd be even more surprising if the Penguins do ever beat them. So. But
We
yeah,
can't
they're
beat a Pee
fighting.
Wee team.
We'll talk about that later, but from goaltending, from defense to offense, they're gonna be very good. But I was gonna say they're giving off the vibes of the Boston Bruins, I think 2 years ago. I'm predicting right now they're gonna lose first round this
Wow,
playoffs.
that's a hot take. I don't think so, but it's a fair take.
I would say, if you have to look at it right now, they're winning the Stanley Cup because the comparison I saw today
Not enough
was
experience, yeah.
the comparison I saw today was to, I believe it was the 2013 Chicago Blackhawks, who had the second hottest start in NHL history and won the cup, and this start is better than that one was.
I do think they learned from their mistakes from
Hogwash,
last
though.
year because, like, let's face it, that first round series the Jets were in last year was absolutely garbage of the Jets to lose that way. They lost in five, but I think this year they'll take what they learned when losing and they'll apply it to this year. And I do think they'll make a deeper playoff run than Mateo is expecting. I
No,
agree.
they're getting cooked, I think, in the first round. I'm telling
Well,
you.
speaking of being cooked in the first round, Dante, how have your Leafs been
That
doing?
was an awesome transition. That was awesome.
You know what? The parade's back on. The Leafs are winning the cup. Start playing
Oh,
the
but
parade.
I'm
You lost the Senators,
delusional.
bro. You lost to Brady Kachuk,
Okay, no. Jokes aside, jokes aside. I was about to hit the panic button again because
bro.
we threw up the biggest dud I've ever seen against the Senators last night. It was so bad. We played atrocious. We played so bad. Didn't even look like we were on the ice, but anyways, we played terrible. And then tonight, the same kind of thing was happening against Washington. And I'm like, here we go again. We go and win three straight, and then we're gonna go lose two or three in a row. It's like what we do all year. And they ended up coming back and grabbing the game in overtime, which against Washington, who we all agreed last week has actually looked pretty good this year. So I'm pretty happy with that. And we play Edmonton on Saturday. Hakanpaa played his first game today. Which is cool to see. He looked good. Ekman Larson played his 1,000th game, and we should be getting Matthews back Saturday. I hope we get Matthews back Saturday, because the team just looks kind of dull without Matthews. Like, it really does. Like, they don't create nearly as much, and like, I kind of forget how much Matthews does when he's not in the lineup. Like, when he's not there, I'm like, oh yeah, we kind of need that guy.
You need
Like,
the
he's
stash to
obviously a
get you
great player.
going.
Yeah, we need that stash. We need it in there. But yeah, no, they've looked all right lately. Like, they've just been a little inconsistent, like I said last week. It's just kind of every game I'm kind of like, I don't know what to think of this team. You know, we're still only what 17, 18 games in. There's still a long way to go. But yeah, it's a little tough to call right now. But yeah, the Penguins still suck, so that didn't change.
I mean, shout out to Lars Eller for getting out of the dumpster fire the Penguins are and going back to the team. He scored the Stanley Cup clinching goal with the Washington Capitals. Good return for the Penguins, but from the sounds of it, it's like Dubas made this offer to them last year, said, I'm not budging on what I want the return to be. Call me when you want to meet it. And then they called him now because Eller was doing great and Dubas kept his word and didn't ask for a higher price. So. I mean, our goaltending's terrible. Nedeljkovic looks terrible. He in overtime tonight, he looked like a lost puppy in the woods. He's getting extra chances after his terrible game where he let in, I think, 3 goals on 5 or 6 shots to start his backup performance after Blomqvist got pulled. Yet he's getting a chance before Jari, who just came back from his AHL conditioning stint, who looked really good and yet still hasn't gotten a chance. He's been back up for like, I think, 3 games now. They still haven't given him a chance. It just makes no sense to me at all why the goalies you're paying less money to are getting more chances than the goalie you're paying more money to and should be better and has more talent in his body. I think that guy should get more of your chances, especially with the team struggling when none of them are playing good enough to have that number one starting job and get more opportunities.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right about that. Mateo, what do you think of the Penguins?
Yeah, and then I saw Dubas said everyone could be traded except for Sid. But with all the terrible contracts, like I think Malkin is like 6 million, Letang's 6 million, Carlson, forget about it. I don't think anybody
Wait,
wants.
what is 6 million for Malkin you're calling a terrible contract? He is.
No. I just think because he's older now that I don't know if anyone's gonna really want him. How old is he? 37,
Well, how
36.
many
6
years does
million.
he have on
He has
how many
1 year
years?
after this. Six
Oh,
million
okay, that's
dollars.
not bad.
I think there would be 31 NHL teams calling if he was actually available. He's not available because he has a no move clause. That's it. Same with Letang and Carlson.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think just because of his age, I disagree with that at this time. But besides that, they're not gonna. No one's gonna trade for those core. So who are they also? Are we gonna trade off? Rust,
He has a full no move
Pettersson,
clause.
Graves, who Rust does
Russ does too.
in his contract?
Wow.
Who the hell did that contract?
It was a great contract. We got him for $1 million to $1.5 million less for a no move for a guy
But
that.
no release on Rust, bro. He's not Jesus.
He's our best penalty killer and he's been unbelievable.
Oh my,
Would
mean
you rather pay him? Would you
unbelievable,
rather? Would you rather?
unbelievable.
Yeah, he's our best defensive forward. Would you rather pay him? Would you rather pay him an extra $1.5 to $2 million because we weren't letting him walk?
What do you mean? One point
He
five, one
we
two.
saved $1.5 to $2 million by giving him a no move clause.
Yeah, I'd rather give an extra 1.5
We
too.
wouldn't have any money, and we wouldn't have your favorite Swedish defenseman, Erik Karlsson, who's terrible at hockey.
Yeah, fair enough. And then these. Oh, go ahead, Dante.
No, I was just gonna say, like, Brian Rust is actually, in my opinion, a very valuable player. I would be willing to sign him to a no the no move clause. In the moment when you sign it, 99% of the time, it looks like a good move. It's the same thing with John Tavares. We signed John Tavares to the $11 million contract with the no move clause, and now look at it. Now we're kind of like, hey, I wish we could move him, but for the first couple of years, we weren't thinking about that. It's same thing with Rust.
Yeah, and we're running a little bit low on time here. We got kind of distracted, so I want to let Chris get some thoughts in on his Minnesota Wild. We got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, and then close it out there.
All right, I'll make this quick. Best team in hockey right now. The most exciting Minnesota Wild team you have ever seen in a very long time. They scored back-to-back five goal games against the Sharks and the Ducks. I know it's not much, but because the Sharks and the Ducks, they both kind of suck. But it's more so the fact that this team is clicking, they're rolling. I would like to see them trade for another goal scorer so all the points aren't just on Kaprizov himself. Their goaltending has been very good this year. Fleury is making his retirement season a bang. Farewell season. Goodbye, Fleury. He's doing fantastic this year. Gustafsson's also doing great. And I look forward to see what this Minnesota Wild can do. They play an 8 p.m. game tomorrow against the Montreal Canadiens. Oh, that's definitely winnable. They should win that game with how hot they've been rolling right now.
Yeah, they've been great. And both of your goalies were in the Pittsburgh Penguins organization, and they're
Yes,
both
they
better
were.
than any goalie we've had in the last 2 years. So I'm quite
Thank
miserable.
you for Fleury, Pittsburgh Penguins organization. We really appreciate it.
And Gustafsson. So,
Him too.
yeah, it's unfortunate, but thank you guys for tuning in to the final whistle, and we'll see you next week.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot! Kansas City! Is this the dagger?